Good evening to you. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 1st of December 2022. And oh my God, the last couple of days, it really has dropped in temperature, it has to be said. Really, really surprising just how cold it has suddenly got. And I'm sat here tonight in my studio, my podding shed, and I'm actually still wearing my coat. We are not turning our heating on in our house. We do have open fires, which we are using instead, but we're not turning our heating on as a way of trying to live like many people are at the moment due to the cost of living crisis. And that is partly, although we're not short of money, I don't want anybody to think that, we are... I think we find ourselves being respectful of those that are suffering, and we want to do our best. So we have jumped ourselves into not turning our heating on. And this, I was listening to the radio earlier today, and on the news, it said about the cost of food going up and how that's causing problems. We all know food does go up in price. It's a regular thing. And as a country, we import a lot of food. Now, I know Brexit was a bit of a debate that this led to this conversation, and we're not going to get into Brexit at all. But... it has led me down the avenue of with the podcast and with our growing of the food, because I believe, and I'm sure you will agree with me, that the answer to many people's problems is to grow their own food. If they are lucky enough to have a garden and lucky enough to have somewhere to grow food, and if they can grow their own food, they have cheap, healthy, nutritious food all year round. And this is what the podcast was originally set up for, as a way of achieving that, of demonstrating how it can be done. So I'm thinking, coming in the new year, of taking the podcast not on a new direction, but doing more of what we do already, but taking it to an extreme. As I said, we're sitting here with no heating on. But what if we just literally fed ourselves off the food that we grew, except for things like meat and stuff that we can't grow? But what if we could just live off the food that we grow? How much of a representation would that be for listeners of a podcast? And how different does it make our lives? Now, I've got to admit, we are very lucky because we do have the allotment. We have our garden as well. And I do grow plenty of food. So we are never going without. We always have a freezer well stocked up with plenty of vegetables that we have grown. We're making chutneys, we're making relishes and things like that. But I'm always trying to shift it up to this level that we are living off our garden. And I feel that now I've got my garden particularly, and my allotment, I've now taken care of the ground enough that I feel we are going to be able to achieve this. And 2023 is going to be a test in time, I believe, for us to try and do that. And I'm hoping that you guys are thinking along the same sort of lines at the moment. As I said, people are struggling with the cost of living. People are going hungry. And now I do believe there's many other answers. One of the answers that I have is the fact that there's so much food waste that goes on. And I thought that is the answer is often a solution. If there's food waste and people going hungry, something is very, very wrong. Now, of course, food waste is also a bit of an issue, because I feel that food waste is more the redirection or the wrong way to go about it. There shouldn't be food waste, first and foremost. We should all be using our food to either eat or what have you. But, of course, there are things that does lead to food waste, such as carrot tops or the bits that we cut off, the vegetable peels, etc., etc. And as you heard on this week's podcast, I had a chat with Martin from Agriton Direct, and he's very kindly given me a discount code for you guys as members of our supporters club. And if you go to agritondirect.com and you buy your Bokashi bin or your Bokashi brand, whatever you want to buy, in the when you have added them to the basket, in the you can enter the code VegGrowerPodcast20 and you get 20% off. That is valid up until the 31st of May 2023, which will give us a chance to then assess it and see where we go with that. So, yeah, I'm actually going to be ordering some bran myself for our own Bokashi. So I'm very, very intrigued with Bokashi and how well it's going to stop us preventing food waste. Of course, I will add the discount code on the website. If you do want to check that out, just head on there and click on the members discount code page for that. Very, very kind. 20% off is a pretty good discount, I feel, as well. I don't know how you feel on that. And again, as always, don't feel you have to go and buy anything from Ledge just because I got this discount code. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. It's my attitude. The sooner you are able to afford what you can afford, first and foremost. It is just another thing that I want to add to the supporter club members. I don't get anything for it. It's nothing for me. It is just purely a discount code for you guys to thank you for the support you show me, which then enables me to get people like Martin on. And I've got to say, I was really pleased with how well that podcast went down. A lot of people seem to have liked it. Really happy with the audio quality. It's the first time somebody's actually came, apart from Lee, of course, but the first time somebody's actually came to my recording studio, my podding shed, to be interviewed. And it was so good because obviously I've got very expensive, decent microphone set up here in a room that's got a lot of sound treatment to try and reduce echoes and what have you. So to actually do that was fantastic. I'm really, really pleased with that conversation and where it's leading. Now, we are coming up to the weekend, which of course means that what I like to do is share with you what I'm going to be doing this weekend on the hope that you jobs for the weekend for you guys as well. Now, I'm sure many of you are going to be out doing Christmas shopping the first weekend after payday for many people. So will you have time for the garden? I don't know. The weather looks to be okay. It might be a bit cold, but I can cope with the cold. And once I'm out in the garden or the allotment, that's fine. Saturday, I'll be going down to my allotment in the morning, and I'm going to be digging out the sloe tree, the hawthorn tree. Probably going to put that into a pot to use somewhere else or do something else with it, but just want it out of the area where it is. General tidying up going to be going on, and if the tree, or if I feel that many of our trees are dormant, we're going to start looking at pruning our trees. Yeah, pruning our trees. This is something I tend to do every year because it's such a important part of our tasks. Prune things like apple trees and pear trees in order to get more fruit, but we don't prune our stone fruits, our cherry trees or our plums or apricots, because we can lead to getting silver leaf from them. So yeah, pruning and tidying is the main thing on the allotment. Now at home on Sunday, I'm hoping that we're going to continue on tidying up and weeding things out. Got the garden just not quite there yet. The allotment, I feel, has got a few areas that need a bit of attention, but on a whole, it's not too bad. The garden just isn't quite there, so we're going to be paying attention to tidying up. But something I've been thinking of doing is building myself a nice little potting bench. Now, I'm not going to build it this weekend, but I want to measure up and get some ideas on a design. What I really want is to have some containers that slot in like a washing up bowl, but with a lid that I can just keep either my seed compost or my multi-purpose compost in and use that when I am dealing with my plants. That's my plan, and that's what I'm currently thinking of doing. But yeah, I think there's plenty of designs that I can do with that. Now, what else could we be doing this weekend? Because I'm on the south coast, we haven't quite got into the dormancy stage, so pruning at home isn't necessarily something I'm going to be able to do. But tool maintenance, this is something that we will be doing throughout December, taking every single tool, giving them a good clean and a sterilize, clear any rust, treat them, and sharpen any spades and secateurs and things like that, and give them a good oil so that they will be good for the following year. High on my list of things that I want to do throughout December, maybe done this weekend. So just to give you a few ideas of something to tackle this weekend. And I'm sure with the Christmas holiday, the Christmas season coming up, there's going to be a lot of us who are thinking, I'll save it for that Christmas period. But I'm not going to be doing that. I'm trying not so much save everything or have time off during the Christmas period. But what I want to do is just make sure that I don't save jobs, because I never have time during that Christmas period to do any tasks. I've actually got some time off between Christmas and New Year again, so I'm feeling very lucky for that. But I don't want to start saving all these jobs for that time. Anyway, right, that's what I'm up to this weekend. Now, usually I'll be sowing seeds, and I think I did say I was going to sow some seeds today. I've sent all the seeds out to you. They were in the post yesterday, so hopefully some of you will be getting them very, very soon. I believe there's a mail strike going on, but I'm not sure because I couldn't find anything online about it. But somebody mentioned there was a mail strike going on, but who knows. But rest assured, your seeds are in the post and making their way to you. Because of that, I'm not going to sow any seeds today. I'm going to save the first set of seeds until Sunday. So hopefully this has given you plenty to think about what you can tackle this weekend. And if you've got any thoughts about the tackling or growing our own to beat the cost of living crisis and so we can feed ourselves, please do share your thoughts on how I can tackle this on the podcast, because I've got my ideas, but there's always a better when I get ideas of other people, I feel, as well, because I get a different perspective. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, all the best.